Welcome to How the Guest Was Won, Tales from the Trails for Vacation Rental Pioneers. This is your host, Andy Medic, CEO of Stay Attention, former CEO of my own vacation rental management company, Sea Change Vacation Rentals, and most importantly, guest. To thrive as an operator in the Wild West of today's vacation rental industry, you must get focused and clear on your brand and revenue strategy. In this podcast, through stories from our businesses and our experience as guests, we'll explore the concepts, challenges, and common obstacles encountered while building vacation rental hospitality brands, regardless of scale. Vacation Home Pioneers, bring your voices, your stories, and join me on the trails as together we tell the true story of how the guest was won. Welcome to our first full episode of our new podcast. This episode, episode one, is called Defining Uniqueness. Wise up, why don't you? To adequately develop your brand strategy and to develop a strategy to maximize your revenue, you're going to need to differentiate not only your business, but also your products and services from your competition in the minds of your target customers. If you don't know your why, then you're going to struggle with your how. If you've not already listened to all your episodes, including our preview episode, I urge you to go back and listen, since our seasons run as a complete series, and I would be sad for you to miss out. This is also our first day on the trails. We're talking loud and proud today because not only is it a windy day on the trails, but our conversation gets to be all about you. We'll have a gentle first ride to give us plenty of time to chat, while we discuss the importance of figuring out your why before your how. Let's dive deep into what makes you unique as we explore how having a clear why allows you to position your vacation home management hospitality brand for success. Since we're not all fully awake yet, let's spend a little time contemplating. Let's go within. Why? Because why, that's why. How come the question why is so rarely asked? We're usually asked how we got into something, but really why? I asked Alexa this question. Alexa, why is why so rarely asked? Alexa replied, why do you ask?
What in blue blazes is going on?
So the theme of today's chat is about figuring out your why. Why is why so important? So many people, on perceiving a gap in the market for their product or service, jump right into business without pausing to ask themselves why. Why do I want to do this? This is no hippy-dippy, navel-gazing question. Well, okay, maybe it is a little bit. Asking yourself why will go a long way to informing your brand purpose. Without a why, you're going to struggle to differentiate your business from your competitors in the eyes, ears, and minds of your customers. I was 2 years into running my own vacation home management company before I realized that I had not fully thought through and articulated a clear why. At that point, I went back to basics in an exploratory business analysis process that culminated in a total rebranding of my business. From that day on, I got the clarity and the focus that I needed, and customers began to pay attention. The business really took off at that point. Don't wait 2 years to properly idealize your brand and to correctly launch your business. Figure out your why before you leap into business. Look within before you leap. Here's a few why stretching exercises to loosen us up, and don't fall off your horse while you're doing these. Why do you want to start a vacation home management business? Why short-term and not long-term rentals? Why now? Why hospitality and not real estate? Why the travel industry? Why do it for others and not just your own property? Why your particular market? All of the above questions are really summed up by the unwritten question that your client will be asking. Why should I care?
That's what I'm talking about.
Are we writing comfortably? Good. Then I'll begin. I recently voted in an industry awards program prompted by an email from the sponsoring media organization. Do you get these emails? They invite you to vote for the best product or service in various categories. In this particular set of awards, the focus was on company media marketing campaigns. I turned to candidate websites for help to research on who to vote for. I noticed that 75% of the nominees did not have an About Us section on their website. That's staggering. Why be so coy? What is up with not having an About Us on your business website? I want to know you. Why do you do what you do? And why should I care to choose you? Writing good About Us copy is a delicate balance to get right. Why? We're really encouraged to think and talk about ourselves. It's boring, self-centered, conceited, narcissistic, we say to ourselves. Faced with the difficulty of opening up, risking vulnerability, we don't. What a missed opportunity to connect. This episode is about you, your why. You is easy. Why, however? Well, that's really a two-part question. Firstly, why do you do what you do? Secondly, why should I care? Your why is the heart of your brand, your reference point against which all future business decisions are evaluated. You can't purposefully reach and connect with your target audience with a clear, consistent brand strategy unless you're clear on your why. Once you're clear, never veer. Stay focused.
Gee whiz!
When I read an About Us page as a prospective client, as I'm reading about you, I'm really thinking about myself. What do I see in this business that I can relate to and connect with when there are so many other choices out there? Yep, there are many things that can foster uniqueness in a business brand. Focusing on a niche area is one example. Even within a specific niche, there may be other companies serving the same demographic. So why choose you? Your brand About Us needs to tell a consistent story of why. As I said earlier, your why is the purpose driving your brand. Your brand purpose drives your business. My true story of how the guest was won took a little detour 2 years into running my own company. I thought that I had my why all figured out. Turns out all I had was an origin story. I had not fully fleshed out the why. If you want to know a better true story of how the guest was won, you get there from, not through, why. It's best if why is your starting point, not a pit stop along the way. Trust me, I learned this the hard way. I did not start to see real success in my own vacation home management business until I went back to basics in year two of operations. Please don't wait until year two. I suggest you do the following at the outset. I picked my business apart. I drilled down to every aspect of what we did and how. At each step, I asked myself, why? Why do we do what we do and for whom? Why do I feel this way about it? Why am I fighting with this particular owner? Why does that owner love us? Why, when two sets of guests stay consecutively at the same property, can one stay be a 5-star review and the next a disaster from start to finish? Why am I staffing that role, funding that particular project over another? Why am I working 7 days a week? Why, when I'm a guest at a vacation rental property, are certain amenities important to me? What amenities do I expect and why? I thought I had my origin story figured out for the first 2 years. It was the focus of the About Us section on our original website before we rebranded. The origin story is the how you got started. It's not a full story, however, without the why. With an origin story, you're well on your way to figuring out your why. Study your story and look for that pivotal moment where you went from thought to action. What prompted you to take your business concept off of paper and bring it to the real world? That's the start of your journey to why. And for some, it might very well be the end. For me, it was not. I had to keep digging deeper. Let's pause for a moment and return to the Italy of our preview episode, late summer of 2022. We rejoin our group in the verdant hills, overlooking the Renaissance beauty that is Florence, jewel of Tuscany. Enjoy this vacation story, and while you're listening, consider who you think is the villain of the story. We're staying in another OTA booked vacation rental. I've called the property manager to give feedback on the living room furniture. There are six of us staying at the property. Two of us are elderly. The living room has one old velvet sofa that seats two and one other reclining armchair, which is not safe to sit in. It's missing a stop guard to prevent it from tipping over backwards. The property manager tells me that many guests have mentioned the living room furniture. The property owner was aware of it, but would not swap the furniture out since he liked it. The kitchen has also proven disappointing. Broken, mismatched equipment and furniture. Pans have been put back in the cupboard, greasy from prior use. The dishwasher emits a foul odor and is unusable.
Oh, that's awful.
I didn't even mention the kitchen after the response I got to my feedback to the living room furniture. We resort to bringing exterior patio furniture into the living room so that we can all sit together. We wash dishes by hand before we use them, and we make the meager kitchen supplies work. How can you make the property owner or the property manager the hero in this story when admittedly other guests had mentioned the same thing? Is the guest the villain when other guests have given similar feedback? One of the most famous quotes in marketing comes from Harvard Business School professor Theodore Levitt. People don't want to buy a quarter-inch drill, they want a quarter-inch hole, Professor Levitt famously said. A well-stocked, clean kitchen is important for sure. However, the kitchen is the tool. It's not really what the guest wants. What the guest wants, and ultimately is looking to purchase from you, is, yep, you have it, a good vacation experience. That alone is not enough, though. We need to drill down a little further. No pun intended.
Hold it right there!
While out on listing appointments with new property owner leads, owners would not believe me when I said how much guests cook at vacation rental properties. No, Andy, we have great restaurants locally. Guests all eat out. At least that's what the majority of property owner leads would say to me. Well, guests might eat out a couple of times during a vacation, but for guests with small children, for example, well, babysitter needs do not go away on vacation. For all of us budgeting for one of our biggest ticket items of the year, a family vacation, we certainly do not eat out every night of our vacations. There may be local resort specialties not available where the guest lives, such as crabs and live fishing opportunities. Guests may want to enjoy a cookout using these local foods. If this argument does not win you over, I can also share the number of questions we got from guests in the gap between booking and arrival. Is there a crab pot? What kind of coffee maker is at the property? Is there a salad spinner, muffin tins, brownie tin, food processor, blender, slow cooker? The list goes on and on and on.
Blah, 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 blah.
Do you still need more persuading? Picture yourself next to me in my company vehicle driving down the street just as guests arrive to a property. Observe how many bags of groceries a guest unloads from their car. And side story here, once I spent $300 on a food shop of specialty ingredients for a week at the beach, only to realize on arrival that I'd left the bags of groceries in the hallway at home. And even given that, we still didn't eat out every night. We bought more groceries at the beach resort market and cooked at the vacation rental property. When all the worries and cares of planning and getting to a vacation are forgotten, do you know what guests frequently speak of? The times they spent gathering as a group around a shared meal at their vacation rental. Moral of the story, guests purchase the experience of being able to enjoy a great family meal, eating together, sharing old memories, and making new ones well beyond the kitchen and the meal itself. Guests want a quarter-inch hole, not a quarter-inch drill. While we're sharing, let's go back further in time to the Delaware beaches circa 2014. Join me as I start a new vacation rental management company. I'm competing in an existing market category. I'm not inventing a new one. The field is already crowded with many companies with decades of resort rental experience under their belts. They have huge market share, yet their clients are constantly switching management companies. Or, horror of horrors, co-listing their properties with more than one company with no common connected property calendar.
Uh-oh.
At the outset, thought to action, I considered my why to be property owner focused. I thought the property owners needed a better deal. They needed a company who considered the business a hospitality business and not a real estate transaction. Short-term rentals were considered, and still are in many cases, as a real estate transaction with little thought to the guest experience. I wanted to change that approach and focus on providing a great hospitality experience. I believed that my competitors were not paying enough attention to the guest hospitality side of the equation, and in the process, were shortchanging their property owners on revenue. I thought that if I build a business modeled on guest service, that I'd found a niche. Hang on tight. We're jumping forward now to 2016. My business was growing fast. We're getting into dangerous territory here, for today's villain is about to make an entry. I was in such a rush to build up my portfolio of managed properties that I was falling for the trap that my competitors were in, adding inventory anywhere at any price point and taking any property owner in the process. There was one silver lining. I had managed to get a reputation for being a picky property manager with the things that I required property owners to do regarding the quality of amenities. And you know what? I secretly loved that. Notice that I said silver lining. That implies that there's still a cloud in the sky. And here's my cloud. A scenario cropped up repeatedly in new client listing appointments, and it went something like this. I've had your flyer for a while now, Andy. I hesitated to call since I didn't think you would take me or my property. So I went with, insert competitor name here, I'm looking again since I'm not happy with them. If your brand messaging makes a prospective client unsure if you would be a good fit for them, then there's your clue that you have not fully articulated your why. You're not connecting with them. They just happen to be so unhappy with the competition that they turn to you as a last resort. And in a resort town, oh, the irony. I wonder how many property owners read our About Us and List With Us copy and decided not to call us for a listing appointment. How many good fit owners did I lose because I had not properly positioned my business based on an honest why? How many property owners had I signed who were not a great fit because of my lack of focus? What can we learn from my time travel stories? 2 years into my origin story, I thought that my stresses were caused by how fast we were growing. A light bulb went off when I started to think about the craziness of trying to do two things at once, wearing two hats, one for our property owners, another for our guests. I was struggling to balance the needs of the property owner with the guest. I became so frustrated. I dreaded the phone ringing. Property owners were becoming my Achilles heel, not the cherished spring given my business sustenance. Rarely did I enter the office without hearing a staff member say over the phone to a guest, "Oh, the manager just walked in. Please hold." I was starting to feel like the villain of the story, like we were doing nothing right. Now that wasn't true, of course, but perception, as they say, is reality. It turns out I was very close with my why, yet not quite there. My messaging was entirely focused on the needs of the property owners for a different choice in how their properties would be managed. I was not doing any kind of messaging aimed at guests. Lightbulb moment again. I had thought that getting the properties booked, returning optimum revenue to the owner, and also looking after the guest was connecting supply, real estate, the property, with demand, hospitality, the guest. It turns out that the real villain of my story was not a who, it was a what, an attitude. You can't keep two sets of clients, often with conflicting needs, happy at the same time. To try to do so is a futile battle. At best, it's a compromise. Whose needs take priority? At worst, you end up with two sets of systems, one that keeps the property owners happy, then undo all of that and replace it with one that keeps the guest happy. I honestly felt at the time that I was running two businesses, one focused on property owners and their need for property management, another focused on the guest and their need for a great vacation experience. Do you all feel me on this? Does my point sound familiar? When I took an honest look at my marketing, my brand messaging, I realized that it was all property owner focused, serving their real estate. I was failing to message to reach paying guests to bring the revenue in. Guests were finding us through the OTAs, but to guests, I had no brand presence outside of the OTAs. I broke down all areas of my business when reframing my why. By drilling down to the stories of why guests book a vacation and putting the trust in place around our products and services to facilitate their vacations, I found a way of uniting, well, most property owners with the guest. In the process, I began to form a picture of the owner personas that would be the best fit for my why. I know what you're thinking at this point. What about guest personas, Andy? Well, hold that thought on target guest profiles. I'm going to return to personas, owner and guest, in episode 8 when we chat about client avatars. I rewrote the About Us and List With Us sections for our newly designed website. I reframed my lead generation content aimed at the type of property owners that I wanted to work with, the ones that I felt were the best fit for how we worked and why. But this story is not how the property owner was won. It is the true story of how the guest was won. Put simply, in my case, the true story of how the guest was won is that I reframed the conversation. When I rebranded in 2016, I took a big risk in elevating the hospitality component over the real estate, the guest over the property owner. It's widely accepted in 2023 that in vacation rentals were in the hospitality industry, but way back in 2014, this was not the case. Nobody was talking about the hospitality component. The guest was a means to an end, and still is in many cases. Feel the tone of the room in many host social media groups. How is the attitude towards the guest? Never forget when you're an operator commenting on social media that another operator can also be a guest. I balance the risk of elevating the needs of the guest, hospitality feed in the real estate, by finding a way of connecting the property owner needs with the guest. The how was buried in my why. Somewhere in your why is what makes you unique. Do the hard work that many people talk about yet do not take on. Tell me why I should care. That's our cue to wrap up another episode of How the Guest Was Won, Tales from the Trails for Vacation Rental Pioneers. What ground have we covered today and what questions have we raised for further discussion? Firstly, we had a deep conversation about discovering your uniqueness by delving into your why. Then we explored the importance of being clear on your why so you can develop a focused brand strategy to stay on a consistent message. Next, I opened up and shared a personal story on how my business was very challenging for the first 2 years because I was struggling to meet often conflicting client needs. My why was not connecting clients in a unique way. Then I revealed that clarifying my why gave me the necessary link that I needed to unite two client sets under one common purpose. At the risk of offending property owner clients, I made the guest the hero of my story, not the property owner. And most definitely not myself. Next, I covered that heroes come in all shapes and sizes. There are many stories to be told. Be the hero, not the villain, to your guest and your property owners. because we would not have businesses without either of these clients. Find a way to unite them under one common purpose in your why. In the process, do not make either client or yourself the villain of your story. And in conclusion, I mentioned that you need to figure out first why you want to do this business at all. And then, having done that, figure out what makes you unique. Identify your target audience, then connect with them by explaining why they should care about you and give you their business. Up next, episode 2 is called Misnomer Comes to Stay, Head Tapping and Belly Rubbing in a World of Twos. We're going to explore navigating and serving two clients, two industries, two products, and even two names for our jobs. How to unite seemingly disparate needs into one common goal in a world of twos. And that is the sound of our first day on the trails coming to an end. I'm going to be closing each episode with a pun, just in case we got a little too serious with our conversation. So, sun's out, puns out, here we go. Question: what do you call it when the vacation rental manager stores the blender on top of the kitchen cabinets? Answer: a high whisk strategy. Until next time, happy trails. If your brand resonates with this podcast and you would like to sponsor this podcast, please get in touch with me through our website, stayattention.com/podcast. If you have an episode topic or a story just bursting to be told, also get in touch with me through our website, stayattention.com/podcast.